for 11 years in a row. Ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
And y'all come on in. I'm throwing the door wide open at my house. It's Rosie on the House. We were talking water harvesting in the last hour, in the outdoor living hour, and we're going to talk about something that is also that, you know, you kind of hope for rain so you can kind of maximize your water harvesting. Well, now we're going to talk this hour about something you don't have to hope for: heat. We got lots of it. We got lots of it coming in the next few months. So how are we going to beat it? We're going to beat it with air conditioning. Got Andrew Dobbins here, our Rosie Certified Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing contractor down in Tucson. Drove up to join us this morning live in the studio. Andrew, good morning. Thanks for making the drive.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. And you've brought a special guest.
I have.
We've had you both in before. Folks, we're gonna possibly blow your mind in the next hour on new technology that's come out for air conditioning. Introduce your guests.
Well, this is Rich Cooley, the owner of SunTrack Manufacturing, and he just runs an incredible company with an amazing product that we've been using for years. I'm super excited to talk about it with y'all.
We had y'all on, Rich, wasn't it about a year ago?
Yeah,
now?
I think it was last June we were all together here and talking about this.
Last
before.
Month, mm-hmm. Someone called our office,
okay,
and said, a year ago, you had this guy on that was running air conditioners with solar panels. How do I track him down? I said, tune in. 2 weeks, he'll be back on.
Well, here we are.
Here we are. So the company's SunTrack.
Yeah, SunTrack USA.
Okay. And we're going to get into more SunTrack right now. Yep. But let's in just a bit. But intelligent design. Tell us a little bit about who and what y'all are down in Pima County.
Yes, sir. So Intelligent Design is an installation and service company for air conditioning, plumbing, and solar. So we started out doing the SunTrack air conditioning systems, got the licensing for that with Arizona Register of Contractors, and then we also do the photovoltaic solar now. So we're reducing the bill with the AC and energy audits, making sure that's all running well, and then we're getting rid of the bill altogether with photovoltaic. So pretty cool combo.
Now, Andrew,
you missed something in there.
Yes, sir.
And something that's particularly cool, I actually intentionally went by a house that I got to observe this product being applied to, but the cork outsolation.
Yes. So a lot of people have exterior ductwork on their flat roofs, and what we're doing is we're actually doing a thermal, it's a granulated cork material sprayed onto the outside that insulates the ductwork so that you don't have that thermal coming through on the roof. We're also doing the exterior roof so that you're not having to cool coat all the time and creating a thermal break there. So anything related to whole house energy, we're doing whole house energy audits and finding the lowest cost ways to save the most amount of money.
That cork outsolation, it makes you want to go buy a cork tree orchard and start growing, because that's going to be, I think, in a 20-year time frame, a standard for exterior coating in the desert.
I believe it will replace stucco altogether. It's pretty amazing stuff.
Now, Andrew, you first came on my radar screens. I've been touting for 30 years that when analyzing your air conditioning system, generally speaking, through the 60s, 70s, and the 80s, we builders and you air conditioning contractors were oversizing all the equipment.
Because
we just never wanted to get a phone call somebody wasn't comfortable and cool in the middle of August.
That's right.
And so everyone moving here intuitively would just say, well, if it's between a 3.5 and a 5 ton, give me the 5 ton.
Right.
You know, that just intuitively as some kind of safety barrier that they would always be cool. Well, it became obvious to me in the 90s, we were over air conditioning houses.
That's right.
And I started making it a standard with Rosie Certified Air Conditioning Contractors. Look, guys, I want y'all running a manual J. I don't want you showing up at a house, seeing it's a 4 ton, and just automatically quoting a new 4 ton.
That's right.
Run a manual J, get the actual BTU load calculation of the house, and let's undersize everything we can. So as I'm in the middle of preaching this and getting beat up by everybody, I run across Intelligent Design. I want to say it had to be about 8, 9, 10 years ago. And I find this guy, Andrew Dobbins in Tucson, who's not just manual J-ing his estimates, he's whole house energy auditing the homes.
Well, what's really interesting about that, Rosie, is on the Department of Energy, U.S. Department of Energy's website, they go into how you're supposed to do a heat load. Part of that is you have to measure the air infiltration, the leakiness of the house, and the leakiness of the ductwork. Well, if you're just measuring the windows and insulation, you're not getting that. So we run a blower door, create a light negative pressure in the home, and test it for leaks. That goes into the engineering software for the heat load. If you don't do that, that accounts for 30 to 40% of the heat load. If you're skipping that, how do you get a right answer with only 60% of the data?
I can't believe the look on people's face when we start the blower door. We'll say, go walk over to that electrical receptacle and put your hand on there.
Absolutely. Feel the air being pulled right in through there.
I mean, it's just getting sucked in. I mean, your house is like Swiss cheese. It's filled with a million places air can leak.
That's right.
Whole house energy audit kind of helps us identify which ones of those we can correct economically, economically.
Yeah, so when you're looking at the house as a whole, as a system, not just the air conditioning, not just solar, you find lower cost ways to save money. You don't want to go for the highest cost, lowest yield solution. So if we do this test, then we can identify one of the worst issues, which is leaking ductwork. You don't want to buy a hybrid air conditioner. If you're going to go buy a hybrid car like a Honda hybrid and get 55 miles to the gallon and then go drive it around with flat tires and a hole in the gas tank. Go get the regular Honda and blow up the tires.
There you go.
So we want to get good air conditioners, but if your ductwork is leaking, you're going to have a 20 SEER operating like a 10.
Sure. And correcting the ductwork isn't rocket science anymore.
Oh, really simple to do, as long as you have the right machinery and ways to test it.
Yeah.
So we have a product that actually seals it up from the inside out, and there's no off-gassing. It's tested before we do it, during the process, and then test out, and we can show the evidence of the results.
Well, that's how Andrew at Intelligent Design kind of got my attention. And I was just walking down an aisle at the Saba Home Show in Tucson, and I heard him talking. And I said, oh, he's blowing smoke. He's not doing a whole house energy audit on every house. And so I walked by again, and he was promising the same thing. So then I started investigating. And sure enough, he was doing whole house energy audits before quoting any air conditioning package. I said, I'm going to go introduce myself. So that's how Andrew and I got to know each other. And now, so you're kind of on the very leading edge of the air conditioning technology world.
Yes, sir.
So you bring in the bleeding edge.
Yes. So
that's one way to put it.
Man. So tell us a little bit about your buddy here, Rich from SunTrack.
So we're constantly seeking to have the latest, greatest. So what's going to make a system last longer, use less energy, and have less strain? So lower repairs, longer lasting, more efficiency. And so as we're seeking this out, I believe it's about 4 years ago, came across this product. The technology started about 20 years prior, but they basically used a solar water heater and they were overheating the refrigerant and causing degradation. So this is the evolution of that product. And basically to simplify it, an AC is absorbing heat inside. The refrigerant's absorbing heat, evaporating the refrigerant. It goes outside. Then the compressor squishes it to make it hotter so that you can eject the heat outside. Well, what if we could use the sun to do the majority of the compressor's job? So on a two-stage or variable speed system, let's use the sun with parabolic mirrors that track it, focus the heat from the refrigerant onto those lines, and then basically do the compressor's job, lowering the utility bills by another 50%.
What the manufacturing engineers are doing by introducing the two-stage and multi-stage variable compressors,
mm-hmm.
is the compressor is the most expensive piece of equipment in the air conditioning to buy, and it's also the most expensive piece in the air conditioner to run. So if there's some way we can let that little baby just sit in first gear
yes.
all summer long,
that's right.
We are going to extend the life of the unit.
Yep.
We're going to consume much less electricity. And we do that. I've tried 100 different ways to explain to people what air conditioning is. And I'll give credit to one of my air conditioning guys here in the Valley. He says, Rosie, you're overcomplicating it. Air conditioning is just moving heat where you don't want it.
Yeah.
You're moving heat. You're not moving cold anywhere. You're moving heat.
I like to say that imagine your house is a canoe with a hole in it and your AC is your bucket. And you're just you're bailing the house out. You're chucking the heat back outside faster than it can come in.
There you go. Yep. That's a good explanation too. So the manufacturers come up with two-speed and variable-speed compressors to allow them to run as easily as possible, except when the demand is great. Then comes Rich with SunTrack, and we're going to talk about that when we get back right after this break. What does Rich do to make it even easier on the compressor than making it two- or variable-speed? So this is new, folks. This is new technology that's just rolling out. We had you on a year ago. We blew the phones up. If you'd like to ask Rich a question or Andrew, 1-888-767-4348. Jennifer will take your call. Go ahead. Give us your best question. Give us your best shot.
When the auto attendant picks up, just hit 1 Thank or you. 0, and you'll bypass the 40-second message that we had to put on there because of the current time. So you can ignore all that. 1-888-767-4348. When the auto attendant answers, hit 1 or 0, put you right into the studio, and we can talk through how this system could help you at your home, castle, or cabin.